We break down the Bears versus Packers and why Justin Fields might still not play next on the Unbearable Sports Podcast. Yeah, she's got some nice long. Welcome back to the Unbearable Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Barron. Joining me, as always, on these preview shows is my partner in crime, Mr. Johnny PayPal. PayPal, how you doing, my friend?
Doing pretty good, Brad. Doing pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I just had a wonderful dinner. It was our brother's birthday, so that was awesome. I'm stuffed and I'm just ready for this weekend. I feel like I've just been preparing emotionally for this Packers Bears game. I'm excited, but as always, I'm always so nervous as well.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Like, for me, it's the stressful week, right? But I'm actually fine with any outcome, really, right? Because really? I am. Like, this is like the first time in my life that I feel okay with either outcome. Because if we lose, we get to kind of keep that second pick. If we win, we soar down the draft boards, right?
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, I love the idea of winning. And anytime we beat the Packers, there will be a smile on my face. But if we lose, I'm not that sour because the Packers get a worse draft pick. Like, they go all the way down to like 13th or 15th. Like, they soar down the draft boards. And the Bears soar, or not soar, they stay at that number two pick. So that's how I'm feeling. Yeah. But PayPal, we got a great show today. Everyone out there on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. And also, if you are a listener or like to listen to podcasts and you haven't gotten the Unbearable Sports Podcast on your phone, make sure to do that. Just search for Unbearable Sports. And Johnny PayPal, I told you I have some news. I just want to thank everyone because I got a message from, I think it's podstats.com. It was one of these. And they said, did you know over the past month, your show, it has been ranked 79th in sports news? And I'm like,
wow,
with Apple Podcast. And I'm like, we can get some claps out here. We can now say we are a top 100 sports news podcast. So thank you to everyone that listens, if you're on YouTube, if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. So we're 79.
I didn't know we're famous.
We're 79, right?
At least our voices are famous. I don't know about our faces yet. But
yeah, I think I need a shirt that says I'm like, we're 79th, right? I'm 79th just on the shirts. But thank you all so much for listening. It's absolutely incredible. So enough cheering on. We got a game to talk about. So what we're going through today, the Chicago Bears going against the Cheeseheads in Green Bay. We're going through the offense. We're going through the defense. Then, of course, special teams. Talk about who's got the edge, over and unders, and game predictions. And lastly, the game simulation, one of my favorite things that we do on this show. And we will see who will win this game, Bears or the Packers. So, PayPal, let's start things off by talking about the Bears offense. And unfortunately, the main storylines going in here isn't about the actual offense itself. It's about the injuries. Yep. as we all know, the injuries are the biggest thing. And I had to pull up the injury report because the Bears offensive injuries, we have, let's see, Dante Pettis is not participating Wednesday and Thursday because of an illness. So probably he ends up playing. Chase Claypool limited on Wednesday, full participant Thursday. Then we also have the tackles. Larry Borum did not participate Wednesday, did not participate Thursday, and Riley Reiff did not participate Wednesday and limited on Thursday. But the main storyline, Justin Fields limited on Wednesday with that shoulder injury and full participant on Thursday. Hey, pal, you are the expert when it comes to health. Is he? Relatively speaking to me, do you think that Justin Fields is going to play?
Yeah, Brad, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things. Yeah, you hear full participant, and hey, even on fantasy, I mean, I have him on my fantasy team. They had him as questionable. Now they have him as listed as completely healthy just after that full participating practice. My thing is, it's he could play. It's just not the safest thing to do. Like, his ligaments are just probably not completely healed yet. I mean, that's the if we're getting detailed, those are the that takes the longest to heal out of anything in your body's your ligaments, because they get the less, like, the least amount of blood flow compared to your muscles and your bones. But yeah, I just, if we're really wanting to be safe with Justin Fields, you kind of want to rest him and not have to play for this game. But also, we're talking about Packers Bears week, so we'll see if they're actually just rushing him and want him to play this week.
Yeah, and it was weird because I was listening to Eberflus when he was talking about Justin Fields, and as I was hearing him talk about Fields, it sounded like, oh, he doesn't want to play Fields. But everybody last week said, oh, Fields is going to play. He wants Fields to play, and he didn't. So yeah, it's like, is this how Eberflus does things? And it's a topsy-turvy type of thing where he's making us believe one thing and it's actually going to be the other? Because that could be something that he ends up doing. But for those that are watching on YouTube, the thumbnail, I forgot what it said, but it's all about Justin Fields still is questionable in my mind. Right. Yep. And maybe on Friday he's like completely cleared or probable. And it's like, why is that? Right. But the big thing I want to call out, he was a full participant at the quarterback position with a painful injury. What that means is he's not getting touched. If you watch practice, he does not get touched whatsoever. They're not running him up the gut. He's not going to be touched even on running plays because he is your franchise quarterback. No yep. quarterback gets touched. So that's the big reason. It's all different until he gets popped in the mouth, until he gets popped in the shoulder. That's where, even though he's full participant, it doesn't mean that he's full health. It's completely different because he doesn't get full contact. If this is a defensive lineman, that's full participation with a sore shoulder. That's completely different because they're constantly popping at somebody, while Justin Fields, it's his non-throwing shoulder. He's not getting tackled. He's not getting brought down. All he's got to do is go back and throw and just deal with the pain. That's where what you've seen is that he's limited, but that's where I think overall, because Bam Bam Sam's asking, is Fields playing? See, this is where it's hard. Questionable.
We don't know. We don't know yet.
To me, I still think it's questionable, and it's not like for certain, because I saw people on Twitter all over. It's like, Fields is playing. Let's go. I don't think he's playing yet. And honestly, yeah, I think that this could be a really big thing because Bam Bam Sam says, because I really want to see Tim Boyle or pick six Peter there. That's what I'm, because why else do you pick up Tim Boyle, right? Why do you sign Tim Boyle to the active roster if you don't, if he can't play, right? Because you look at the other players that are on the injury report too. It doesn't seem like Trevor Siemian would play. Did not participate today on Thursday. Did not participate on Wednesday. Most likely not going to play, right? So you need a backup quarterback. Nathan Peterman is the backup. So if you feel confident Fields can play, you would elevate him. And maybe they just have Boyle as a little bit of a backup insurance. But I don't know. I could see them saying he's a full participant. He's all ready to go. Then instantly, now we have Nathan Peterman starting for the Chicago Bears, throwing pick sixes left and right in front of Soldier Field. What I would suggest is don't buy a ticket to this game.
Like, yeah. Oh, they're really expensive. They are really expensive for no reason.
I get, like, if Fields is healthy, you're going to see a show. It's going to be amazing, but he's not going to be fully healthy. I just don't see it. Yep. You're probably going to see Trevor Siemian. You're probably going to see Boyle or Nathan Peterman. That's still my take. But obviously, people might be listening to this tomorrow and being like, oh, man, look at that. He's probable. Yeah. So stay tuned with the injury report. I just don't think we're out of the woods yet.
But yeah, PayPal, Brent, doesn't this sound pretty familiar? I just want one more thing. Does it sound pretty familiar from last week when it was, oh, Trevor Siemian just got injured? Like, we heard he had his oblique injury. And then everyone's like, okay, he's not playing. Nathan Peterman show. I think everyone in Bears media thought that Peterman was going to play then, you know, and look, it was still Trevor Siemian. So it's just, we can't predict it until we see, you know, if we see number 14, Nathan Peter, if we see Justin Fields, who knows?
Yeah. And so what we got here too, Tiff saying, I'd rather Fields sit out and rest. Agreed. He can put in score, then our defense will betray us. Exactly. Like, he's got to put up 40 points right now. And you know, Justin Fields got that dog in him. He's not going to be like, he's going to see a wide open running lane and he's going to say, screw it, I'm going to run. Like, cause he's, he wants to win. He wants to do everything to win. And that's where I just don't think you can, like, if you put him in, he's going to want to be himself. You can't just tell him you just can't play. Right. And Skokes out here still blaming Getsy for the last drive versus the Falcons, my man, saying inexcusable. I agree though. Like Getsy at the end of games is just like, he doesn't know what to do, but yeah, he banged him up. Maybe he really wants that number two pick. And J-Rock saying no way Boyle plays. Yeah, I think I agree there. I think that even if Fields is not out there, it's like, why would you sign a quarterback and have him out there? He would definitely be the backup plan for Peterman. But also, I got to give credit to Poles. He knows how to tank because he's like, who else is a really crappy quarterback? Because Peterman, the ultimate, like, we're going to screw this over. We're going to just lose. And then he's like, who else can I add in? And yes, Boyle played for the Packers and can learn it quick. But Boyle ain't good. So Fields put 40 points. Our defense will let the Packers score 41. Exactly, Tiff. We'll see what ends up happening. But PayPal, I hate to talk more about injuries. So the last injury that I want to just talk about, what is your feeling on Larry Borum and Riley Reiff? Riley Reiff was limited today on Thursday with a back injury. Let's actually just go with this, because obviously if Riley Reiff is healthy, he's going to be playing. Doesn't look like Larry Borum is going to play. Hypothetically, if Riley Reiff is out, who do you think plays right tackle? And people watching too, who do you think plays at right tackle as well?
Yeah, I mean, the only person you can kind of think of is, I think of like Tevin Jenkins is the first one that comes to my mind, is like, maybe they can somehow put him at right tackle if Reiff and Borum can't both play there. So, I mean, Jenkins, he played there in the beginning of the season, didn't look too hot, but we'll see just if his confidence, that was kind of the big thing, was his confidence was really bad when he was at right tackle. And it seems now he's, you know, vote for him in the, you know, the Pro Bowl and everything, because he's been out of this world at right guard. So maybe they do try him at right tackle and see if he can play there. And then, I mean, are we going to see the Alex Leatherwood debut for at right guard or something? But we'll see.
Yeah, Tiff saying, hey, that mono should be healed now. We'll see. Maybe Leatherwood is a player with that last name, you know. Leatherwood out there getting that kissing disease going. But Michael Schofield, I still look at Michael Schofield, and I'm curious to see what the Bears end up doing with him. I'm just going to look at snaps by position just to kind of see where he's at least played, because I want to see if he has any career snaps at the right tackle position. Nope. Actually, let's see. Yes, he does. 1,500 snaps at right tackle, 4,000 at right guard. So Schofield really hasn't played that since 2015, 2016, and 2017. So he was playing some right tackle. And Bears Bones also is saying Leatherwood or Lethurlwood out there. Leatherwood. And I think overall, I think it's not sexy, but yeah, it's going to be Michael Schofield and Jenkins, right? I think that you're right. They're going to be looking at Schofield and they're going to be looking at Jenkins and saying, Jenkins, do you want to try right tackle? And if they don't deem him that, you saw it. Michael Schofield went out to right tackle. Jenkins stayed at right guard. I kind of like the idea of, I don't know, Schofield didn't look that great at right tackle. To me,
but either Jenkins did. They both didn't look good at tackle. So yeah. I think I'd prefer Schofield, now that you say it, at that tackle spot, just because Jenkins, he looks like a completely different player being at this right guard spot. And just he's younger, you know, he has less experience. So Schofield probably knows a little bit more tricks, being at that right tackle spot.
Yeah, and DeRai says Justin Fields certain to play. Maybe a story came out literally while we were talking. Potentially, we shall see. But yeah, like what we were talking about before, we'll see how healthy he will be out there. Let's see what we're going against with this Packers defense. So this Packers defense, they blitz the second most in the league at 38% blitz. They are middle of the road with pressures, 16th, literally 16th in sack percentage at 6.6. They also are fourth lowest in passing yards allowed, but they make up for it with being the second most rushing yards at 154.8 and fourth highest yards per carry at 5 yards a carry. So this Packers defense, from the DVOA rankings too, 21st overall, 11th against the pass, and dead last against the run, according to Football Outsiders DVOA. That's right. There's a worse run defense than ours, and it's the Packers. So when we talk about health of players, PayPal, who needs a quarterback when you're just going to run the football every single time, right?
I'm saying this is the game that maybe Dave Montgomery will make his debut at starting quarterback. Just think about it. Just run the whole time. Dave Montgomery as QB. He played at QB in high school. Yeah, have him as, and then, you know, Darrington Evans has been doing great. So yeah, easy.
Exactly. I don't think that there is a reason not to just pound the football the entire time, because they have shown with their defensive coordinator, they cannot stop the run no matter how hard they try, right? No matter what they try, they cannot do it. They will not allow that to happen, or they will not be able to stop them. So that's where, to me, keep running the football. And I think too, if you look at it, let's just switch over to the offensive side of the ball for the Bears. Even if, let's say that Riley Reiff can't play, right? You still feel comfortable, right? I think the biggest question is Leatherwood. Would Leatherwood actually be out there? I think Leatherwood probably gets activated and you have Leatherwood out in that sense, but I still don't think that Leatherwood ends up playing like what we've been talking about. He's still probably just a reserve. Probably doesn't want actually to be out there at all. They probably don't want him out there too much, because every time that we're like, is this a Leatherwood sighting? He's always inactive. Or they never put him out there. So they're probably just trying to keep him on the bench for as long as they kind of can. But now it's a little bit difficult if you're down to starting tackles. But PayPal, what do you think of Darrington Evans though? I haven't been able to really ask you about that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, he didn't surprise me too. I think the main thing was his versatility. I mean, I feel like I knew he was a good runner from preseason, but able to catch in the backfield. Also, he was actually a decent pass blocker. And it just, you can see the complete difference of when Ebner was in there last week. It was just, he did nothing right. You know, it just, all the plays that you just counted from Ebner, you're just like, you could tell he just looked young. He just didn't look like it was, the game was almost too fast for him. And Darrington Evans, it just seemed like it came so easy, and like he's almost played in the league before, you know? So yeah. I was a big fan of him. And I mean, I think it's obvious that he's going to be the backup once again. I don't know if it's silly to even see if Velus will be the backup running back or even get chance at it, but I think the Bears offensive line, I think we have to officially just like put it in the dirt. Like, they are good. I mean, after last week, they did not let up that many pressures, and I'm confident to say that they're a good offensive line. And we won't have to worry about them this offseason. I'm saying here first.
That's a hot take.
That's a hot take from here, right here, Brad. But like, I don't think we're gonna have to worry about them. I mean, we look at all these PFF grades, and just from that, you know, great defense last week, one of the best defense, I would say. And what, I think we only let up like 8 pressures, which is not that much against the Jets. Like, they are an elite defense. So, I don't know. We'll see if they can do the same performance they did last week, because they held the pocket pretty good for Trevor Siemian. I was really worried not having a mobile quarterback and see how they would be in a, you know, a quarterback that stays in the pocket, but they did pretty good.
Yeah. And a little bit more, DeRice saying Leatherwood either had, I'm not even going to try that. Splendum. Elliot, I'm not a medical guy from the Mono, didn't pick up the playbook, or talent level just wasn't there. And then DeRice also says no O-line is good if Sam Mustipher starts. Yes. Here we go. Cause this is my take on it too. Cause PayPal, I got to fire back a little bit. Cause I think that this offensive line is really good when it comes to the run blocking, right? I think that from a run blocking, you got the dogs up front. You got Jenkins, who's a beast in the run. Braxton Jones, absolutely incredible. Like, let's just, I appreciate Braxton Jones right now. He's doing very well. I think when I was looking at it, he's given up 4 pressures in the past 3 starts. That's phenomenal. That's at left tackle for a rookie who came from Southern Utah. Like, 4 pressures and 3 starts. Let's go. Like, and I think overall, you definitely need a new center. You need a right tackle. You need to figure out if you like Tevin Jenkins or not. But I do agree with you that it's almost there. Like, I think a lot of people just think that you just have to destroy. Yeah. Get a new offensive line out there. Braxton Jones, they like. He's been showing progression. And get Musty out here. Get a new center. Is Patrick the guy? We don't know. And that's where I think overall, we just got to, like, in this offseason, I could see us signing a right tackle, then Borum just being kind of that swing for us next year, and then getting an actual, maybe like drafting a center to compete with Lucas Patrick for that starting job. But PayPal too, let's go over to this passing game, shall we? Right? I'm excited to see what we're able to do. Actually, right before we go through that, Tiff makes a good point. Leatherwood needs to play. We're paying his salary and he hasn't played squat. That's the worst part about us claiming Leatherwood. His contract is fully guaranteed, right?
Oh.
It's fully guaranteed for the next 3 years. He's stuck on this team. We are stuck with Alex Leatherwood. So that's the big thing. And, okay, here we go. DeRice saying, PayPal, you say it. You're the medical guy.
Yeah, splenomegaly is an enlarged spleen. Okay. So, yeah.
Thank you.
that's what he had.
Okay.
That's what Alex Leatherwood had.
Okay. Thank you for pronunciating. Now I can't talk at all. So let's just move on to the passing game, shall we? So over to the passing game. We are ranked 22nd ranked offense overall for Football Outsiders DVOA, 28th pass and 10th against the run. So PayPal, our boy Darnell Mooney placed on IR. So no more Darnell Mooney. Who do you realistically expect to step up? Because I know that everybody wants to say Chase Claypool.
Do you
believe that Chase Claypool is actually going to step up this week?
Again, Brett, I honestly think, man, I think it always depends on the quarterback. I mean, I said it last week, and we could see that Trevor Siemian trusted his receivers. And would put Claypool in the spot. Like, you know, he threw the deep ball to Claypool and he had an amazing throw to Pringle. And honestly, for me, the toss up is Pringle or Claypool. I mean, you think of Pringle, he's kind of like that Darnell Mooney. Like, he's smaller, but he's shifty and he's fast and he's got great hands. And then you look at Claypool, he's kind of opposite. I mean, he's just a lot bigger of a target. You're going to have those jump balls. So, you could even say that Komet too. I mean, Bam Bam Sam, you mentioned Komet. Like, Komet could also be that big target.
Yeah.
But out of this wide receiver group, I would not be surprised if Pringle kind of got the load of work. I mean, he looked pretty good last week. And after that catch, I mean, how can you not trust a receiver when he literally, like, jumps over a guy and just rips it out and catch it for a touchdown. Like, that should have been an interception. I mean, I think it should have been an interception right there. And he would moss the guy in the end zone. So I'm looking for Pettis this week.
Okay.
Or yeah. Not Pettis, Pringle.
Pringle, yeah. I could see Pringle out there. I definitely think that he could be one of the guys. Tiff bringing up N'Keal Harry. Like, yeah, we haven't seen N'Keal Harry out there. He's been the inactive. I'm going to bring up a certain someone by the name of Velus Jones. Velus Jones, someone who I have always kind of been a little critical of, and rightfully so. I think that he's going to be the big guy that needs to step up, especially like he definitely needs to step up, in my opinion. And I think he's going to see a handful of more snaps because we see him out there. He's our kick returner, right? Because we don't have Khalil Herbert back there. So I think for me, we got to see what Velus is going to be able to do as that wide receiver. I think ultimately he plays a handful more. But yeah, I think Chase Claypool, I'd give him like two more weeks, right? I'd give him the bye week. Good. I think like we give him the bye week and then we'll see kind of what he ends up doing. Maybe actually because Darnell played a lot in the slot too. So yeah, that's where you could see Pringle. That's where you could see Velus. But yeah, I think it will be very telling to see if N'Keal Harry's out there. Because if he's not out there, then I feel that kind of shows what they think of Harry, right?
Yeah.
I really like N'Keal Harry. I think that you got to try that talent. But if they don't think he's got the playbook, they don't want him out there, right? We saw him. All of a sudden, he had like 30 catches. Then Chase Claypool comes around. They're like, we don't really need you anymore. and he was even in the slot, too. So that's where I'm really curious to see what they end up doing. So, yeah, Bam Bam Sam saying do the Jimmy Graham fades at the goal line.
I would love that. I think, he could probably learn it from him. I mean, he's getting to that point where he's just jump ball.
Jimmy Graham. And the rounds with Velus. Ron saying Velus needs to hold on to that ball. Agreed. Because we all saw this, right? Anytime the ball comes to him, it's like a bobble. And no matter what, he touches it twice before he catches it, which you can't do in the NFL. That's why he needs to kind of create that separation. I think that he needs extra stick 'em on his gloves. I think that's what he's got to be doing. Something like that. We got to see him catch this ball a little bit better. But PayPal, I feel like we haven't even talked about much on this offense because of all the freaking injuries that have been going on. Anything else that you got out here before we go over to... monster matchups,
man. Trevor Siemian. I mean, without Trevor Siemian, I think he's at least a viable backup. If we get any of these other quarterbacks in here, I could just see we're just gonna lose. Like, to be honest, like with Nathan Peterman or Boyle out there, it's just not gonna be positive for our offense. So. Man, it's one of those things, Brad. If Justin Fields plays, I hope Aaron Rodgers plays. So then we have that matchup and we can kind of, if we win, then it's like that, the changing of the, like we beat you guys and now we're just going to steamroll you guys for the rest of the year, of the, decade and stuff. But, if Jordan Love plays, it's like, I wouldn't have that same, happiness of beating the Packers if Aaron Rodgers was out there. So maybe our quarterback decision should be what their quarterback decision is.
Yeah, totally. It's going to be interesting for sure. But also there's a question in the comments. Bam Bam Sam saying, Brad, I got a question for you. Would you rather have Justin Jefferson or Aaron Donald? And J-Rock has already answered the question for me. JJ. I totally agree with you, J-Rock. Justin Jefferson, I think when you look at his what he does for the cap, especially, and of course I'm going to the cap first, he's got his rookie deal right now. You're going to have to pay him a bunch. Aaron Donald transformed that defense, and I think right now, especially with being 30, I think that, yes, it would be amazing to have that person up front, but Justin Jefferson, you see those passes. Like, anybody can throw it to him and he'll just get that ball. Like, all Justin Fields has to do is just throw it to him and here's your best friend. So I think that's where if the Bears could get a number one, right? You see Joe Burrow with his progression because of Ja'Marr Chase, right? When people get that number one wide receiver, it just transforms everything. And I think right now we got two number twos, right? Darnell Mooney's confirmed that he's a number two. That was up in the air at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year last year. He's just confirmed that, nah, man, I'm just going to be a number two for right now. And Chase Claypool hasn't shown that he's anything more. He's actually shown that he's a little less than the number two. So I think overall, we need that number one, right? That's where I think we really do need to do that. Last one. What's the score of the 85 Super Bowl? No clue. I have no idea. I was born in 92. PayPal was born in the 2000s. That's right.
I was not. Nope.
Unfortunately, we don't know that. We don't know our trivia.
Devin Hester scored the kickoff return on that Super Bowl, right?
Shut up. You're like 5 years older than that.
let's
go over to our monster matchups. Mr. PayPal, do you have any? Who are your monster matchups this week for this Bears offense against this defense?
Man, I think we just gotta go Dave Montgomery against specifically the Packers safety Ford. I forgot his first name, but he's been looking insane the past few weeks. I think he was originally on their special teams, and then their safety went down, and then he's been starting, and he's been creating turnovers. He's been punching the ball. So hold on to the ball, everyone. Dave Montgomery especially. And you just got to prove yourself, Dave Montgomery, against this defense. Just this whole defense, Dave Montgomery. You just got to show them who's the boss and stick it to them.
Okay. And also, Bam Bam Sam had the answer 46-10 to Bears. So, Justin Fields must have been the quarterback. It's impressive that someone can actually score 46. Bears team can actually score 46 points. But my matchup, this is going to be tough because the defensive line, I think overall, like I could just say whatever that right tackle spot will be. I'm going to go Kmet versus Devondre Campbell. Devondre Campbell has been a good linebacker for the Chicago Bears, for the Green Bay Packers. He's played well. He's been a little banged up last week. I think overall, he's going to be kind of covering Cole Kmet. He hasn't been as great in runs coverage, but he's been a good pass coverage linebacker. So if we don't have Darnell Mooney, which we won't, you need somebody to be able to catch the football. And I think ultimately Cole Kmet needs to be that guy, needs to take a step up and show that he's the number one. That's why, to me, that's the matchup we got to be looking out for. X factor for this offense minus Justin Fields. You could even say Nathan Peterman if you believe Nathan Peterman is going to be playing. But who's your X factor?
I think whoever is at that quarterback spot will need help. And I kind of hinted at him before. I think Byron Pringle has to be that guy to step up and get open for the quarterback, like actually get some separation. So then the quarterback can feel comfortable to throw to you and just beat your man one-on-one. So I think Byron Pringle, he's got to step up. We don't have Darnell Mooney. Kind of fill that role that Darnell Mooney had.
The X factor or the matchup that I kind of wish I would have said is Sam Mustipher versus Kenny Clark in the middle. Because whenever I think of Kenny Clark, I just think of him tossing Musty to the side, just like a rag doll. But I'm going to go different with my X factor. My X factor is going to be Braxton Jones at left tackle. I am going to have him as the X factor because, for one, he can plow the way. I think he'll be able to move a lot of these people, and you're just going to fall behind him and just he's going to lead the way. But I think, too, if Fields is back there, you got to protect his blind side. If Nathan Peterman is back there, you got to protect his blind side. And I think ultimately that left tackle spot is going to be huge. And that's why, and especially if Kenny Clark's coming up the middle, that's why to me, Rexon Jones is the X factor for this Bears offense. Well, let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball. But first, before we go through it, I got to give my oh-so-patented.
Here we go.
Yeah, everyone's favorite part.
When plug ears.
Brad does an ad read. So, life is back on, sports bettors. BetUS has your NBA, NHL, NBA. Oh, I need to just make it one time. Has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, the NFL betting lines. Up for their 27th year and live betting on all of it. Log into BetUS.com or call 1-800-792-3887. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code UNBEARABLE. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, online sports betting. Kickoff started now. Play with a proven mainstay in the industry. BetUS, you bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com. Use BetUS.com if you're going to gamble. Use promo code UNBEARABLE for 125% back on your first deposit. And remember, if you're going to bet, just win. That's all that we're going to say. That's all we got to say. Don Burr has made.
Welcome to the chat, Don Burr. Oh, everyone give him a warm welcome.
Bam Bam Sam says comes here for the ads. Agreed. And also Don Burr came just for the ad read. I totally get it. You know, these are the most epic ad reads you will ever get in any show. I dare you to find another one. But let's go over to this Bears defense. This Bears defense is trash, to say the least. We are not looking very good. We are overall ranked 31st, according to Football Outsiders DVOA, 31st against the pass, 28th against the run. But also, the Packers, 26th lowest percent of drives that end in a score, 14th in passing yards, and 14th in rushing yards, and also 8th in yards per carry at 4.8. Football Outsiders DVOA also ranks the Packers as the 9th best offense, also 15th best pass, and 7th against the run. So, that overall, Packers, pretty good offense, and the Bears, pretty bad defense. So, PayPal, also, we can go through some of these injuries as well. It looks like we're probably not going to have Jaquan Brisker again. He did not participate on Thursday due to a concussion. Kyler Gordon did not participate on Thursday because of a concussion. Overall, and Kendall Vildor has been limited with an ankle injury. It's not going to look pretty for us since all those people will probably not play. Eddie Jackson placed on IR. PayPal. What can we look for with the secondary, right? This is a show of the people. This is a show about optimism.
Yeah.
When you're watching this secondary, is there something to be happy about? Something to be optimistic about?
DHC. I mean, you know me, Brad. I love me some DHC. And he's just always good. He's always like, he doesn't make mistakes. He makes good tackles. Just watch him out there. He might be playing in the box, which is always fun. But yeah, DHC, positive light. And honestly, we're going to need him, Sanborn. And honestly, I don't want to ask too much out of our defensive line. Maybe Taco Charlton can help in this too. But Brad, I don't know about you, but I think the game plan here is we need to stop the run. I think that's the first thing we have to do. The Packers, ever since they've been getting wins, at least doing better offensively, they've been running it first and then they'll pass the ball. You know, they establish the run, they use Aaron Jones, who's been an absolute monster this year. And then Aaron Rodgers, just cause he's not been looking very good. He's been having too much ayahuasca. he just doesn't look very like elite. Like he can make those decisions, but sometimes his throws aren't the best. So yeah, stop the run and their offense is going to be close to donezo. You know,
I agree. And I'm looking back at the old, stats And the Bears, I forgot that Justin Fields only had 70 yards last time that we played them.
That's crazy. And that feels forever ago.
Yeah, right? And then for rushing, we had 180 rushing yards, 6.7 average. David Montgomery averaged 8.1. Khalil Herbert, 9.5. Justin Fields averaged 2.5 rushing yards. Gosh, not the same Justin Fields. It must be a different Justin Fields, if you ask me. But yeah. I think overall, though, when you look at the Packers, they had over 200 rushing yards. It was 132 from A.J. Dillon. From Aaron Jones, 8.8 yards average. And A.J. Dillon had 61, but only 3.4 yards average. And I think then Aaron Rodgers, 19 to 25, right? Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers comes with a different fire against us. That's the thing, right? They come with a different fire. They come with a different energy. And I agree with you, PayPal. It's going to be about stopping Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is going to cause us issues. He's looked great this year. And we have a lot of Packer friends. We do. We live in Wisconsin, as everyone knows. We have a lot of friends that are Packer fans, and I'll be texting them, and they're like, why aren't we running the football? And like you said, now they're starting to run the football. They're doing a good job at it. So, yeah, I think it starts up front. We are going to have to stop them. And there's no bigger player than Jack Sanborn. And it is. Like, mm-hmm. We love saying his name, but it is going to be Jack Sanborn coming back to Wisconsin and they were going to be playing in Chicago, going against the Wisconsin team and trying to put up more tackles. He leads the NFL in tackles since he's been starting. What, 4 weeks ago? That's leads insane. The NFL.
As an undrafted rookie. Like, that's the crazy part. I just think, it was like when you're talking about, Braxton Jones. It's like, sure, it's great that they're doing that good, but then you have to take into account that they're a rookie doing it. Like, yeah. They always talk about that rookie kind of hump. You can see Gordon's going through it. Brisker's really not even going through it. Velas, you could say, is going through it too, but it's just, he just jumped right in. He had his first game was kind of iffy, but then his instincts have just been taken over. And it's been that instincts is something you just can't really teach. And
agreed.
It's great to have those instincts from a middle linebacker.
Yeah, and exactly. He knows where to be. He knows how to play. And if you watch, I think it was Lance Briggs that was talking about it. He's like, in this defense, you just have to be, if it's a gap style, which is kind of how the defense plays, you just need to be in your gap. And that's what Sanborn does. Like, we talk about this all the time. He's just a smart player that just plays his role. That's what you need on this defense. You need people that can play their role. And yeah, this defensive line has been absolute trash. We did bring in Andrew Brown. What to expect from him? Not much. He's like 27, 28 years old. And whenever he plays, it's at backup quality. Do I think we're going to get anything extra out of him? No. And because everyone that we've signed, everybody that has played, I still think it's a defensive line coaching issue. You mm-hmm. see how bad this defensive line is. Justin Jones isn't this bad, right? Travis Gibson isn't this bad. There's got to be something going on from a coaching perspective. Why are these people not in the right spots to play and make big plays? So, but PayPal, I want to go back to the defensive backfield, because what I was talking about, just something to look out for. I want to see Elijah Hicks, because we did. Also, AJ Thomas might be out there. He was another undrafted rookie free agent. I don't think he's going to be starting over Hicks. Hicks didn't play great when he was out there, but it's just going to be nice to see what he actually can do against a starting quarterback in the NFL, against a starting team. I'm excited to see it, just because this defense has already been bad. Can't get much worse. So to me, it's like, might as well, right? Might as well just see what we got. I still want Blackwell, though, at the slot corner position, but it looks like they're just going to keep on riding with Jones at that slot corner position this week as well, because Jones just showed that he's not really that guy last week. He's been showing that throughout this year. But
Brad, we should see how many rookies we can just get out there on the defensive side. Just fill every spot with rookies.
Just
completely play for the future.
Yeah, we can bench Jalen Johnson now. Like, let's
Bench Jalen Johnson, bench DHC, you know. Yeah. Put Josh Blackwell at the other linebacker instead of Morrow.
Yeah, or DeMarcus Gates, we can elevate him. And then we have him out there. Let's go. Now we're talking. We need an undrafted rookie team. That's it. What undrafted rookie free agents can we get for the defensive line? We're just going to throw them out there. Can't get much worse. Why not? This is the, like I've been saying, this feels like the preseason, right? The way that I think about this season is very preseason. It's a giant tryout. Right now, we're in the final game where you put in the scrubs. There we go. We're just going to put in a bunch of random undrafted rookie free agents because Vildor might not play, right? And if Vildor's not playing, where's Blackwell, right? Put him in. I think that it could be an option if Vildor cannot go, because why not, right? Put him out there. See what you got. But ultimately, this Packers offense, good pass blocking, I think, as a whole. We don't even need to cover, are we going to get pressure? The answer is no. Even if we could get pressure, the Packers have the 9th lowest sack rate at 5.5%. Big reason is because Aaron Rodgers is very difficult to bring down, as we all know. Escape the pocket, he'll toss it away at the very last second. He loves doing stuff like that. So no matter what, we wouldn't really put much on there and really get a lot of pressure. Right.
I think we had 2 or 3 sacks when we faced them last, which is just crazy to think. Like, our team from the beginning of the season is completely different from now. We had a lot of pressure. I think Travis Gibson had 2. Yeah, I think it was Travis Gibson has 2 sacks.
Yeah.
And it was like, what's happened? But, hey, we have a really good offense with Justin Fields. That's all we can ask for.
Yeah, and the last thing I want to say, just in case if Vildor doesn't play, some potential people that might play instead of him. So obviously Blackwell, that's what I'm kind of hoping for. Put Blackwell in at slot. I am hoping for that. Otherwise, Justin Lane, the 4-year player out of Michigan State, could potentially be the starting outside player if they wanted to keep Johnson or Jalen Jones in the middle. And Harrison Hand is another player, second year pro, used to be with the Minnesota Vikings, is another player that could potentially be playing for the Bears at the corner spot if Vildor cannot play. No matter what, it's not going to be great. And this week, the Packers honestly don't have bad wide receivers right now. We have Randall Cobb. To me, my feeling is if Randall Cobb's out there and Rodgers is out there, he's dangerous. But if Randall Cobb is out there and Jordan Love is passing, I don't see him as dangerous. Lazard has been playing a little bit better, but the big story has been Christian Watson. Christian Watson really getting a lot of snaps over the past 3 weeks and showing off that crazy speed that he has. PayPal, what's your impression of Christian Watson?
Yeah, Brad, I mean, I had firsthand experience watching him, you know, when I went to that Packer game a few weeks ago. I don't like to talk about it too much, but he's just an insane athlete. And honestly, I mean, you probably couldn't really see it on TV, but he was open. Like, it seemed almost like every single snap, especially when they were kind of in that crunch time, the kind of 2-minute drill, it seemed like Christian Watson's, it was like, Aaron Rodgers, why aren't you throwing it to him? You know? And just, I think that's the one guy that really scares me, is if he does have that connection now with Aaron Rodgers, it's dangerous, because he's fast and he's got that confidence now where he will catch the ball. You could tell he had the yips in the beginning where he wasn't, you know, he had wide open balls and he would not catch it. Now he's been catching balls. He's confident. He's been racking up touchdowns everywhere. So I know people are saying, they were just saying, put Jalen Johnson on Christian Watson, but I don't think that's a good idea. We're going to have to get someone faster. I mean, Jalen Johnson has just not looked healthy enough to keep up with his speed. Unless we play zone or something, but
yeah,
if Vildor's playing, he could maybe keep up with him. I don't know how. I mean, Blackwell's is a pretty fast guy too, but with Jalen Johnson's like health right now. He has not been looking too fast.
Yeah, I agree there. And that's what gets me scared about it, right? Like, and I think too, the thing that scares me with Christian Watson is just his straight line speed and just going across the middle, right? Yeah. And that's where Aaron Rodgers, he can find the little windows in that zone and throw it to that player. So that's where, to me, I get nervous about Christian Watson because he seems like he's putting it together. Like you said, the yips could potentially be gone. It's going to be interesting for sure because this defense, you're going to be playing zone. Rodgers was able to dissect us last time. Rodgers is going to be starting for them, which every sign points to yes. It could be a very dangerous game for us overall, especially because we don't really get a lot of pressure. We don't do much of that at all, even though we are trying to blitz as much as we can. So we'll see. And J-Rock also saying Vildor not keeping up with Watson. Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah, it's like who do you put on him?
Right? Because like you said, Johnson has not looked the same since he came back from his injury. So, and Iceberg saying Cole Kmet turning into the best tight end in the league. It's a beautiful thing. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. So, PayPal, we got to talk about our monster matchups for this defensive side of the ball for the Chicago Bears. Who do you got? I think I know who it is, but
I think I got to kind of go with that. The big one is Jalen Johnson against Christian Watson. I mean, enough said with all that. It's just, he's been like, Christian Watson's been looking very good. He's, you know, feeling himself. And now Jalen Johnson, hopefully he can, you know, he's been on the decline almost. So he's got to get right this game. And against the Packers at home. So please, Jalen Johnson, please. if he locks Christian Watson down, I mean, it's a big game because then there's one target gone. And now you got Randall Cobb, who's not really going to have explosive plays. And also Alan Lazard, who's been good, but he doesn't scare me as much as Christian Watson with his speed.
And here's a telling sign. Jalen Johnson, you know, we had two games where he wasn't banged up, right? And it's just a super small sample size. He graded above 65 for both of those, which from a PFF perspective is above average, right? At 65, it's not bad. It's good. It's pretty good. Since then, he's only graded above 65 once. Other than that, not good, right? He has not played at this higher level that we want him to be. And that's where it's hard to kind of see what he's going to be. So Jalen Johnson, it's frustrating, but I totally see that as a huge matchup. Trying to see what matchup, because the sad part is, please, Bears, next year, can we actually have some defensive line matchups? Because all this stuff, I do pick Travis Gibson every now and again, but right now it's so difficult. It's so difficult. Let's see. I'm going to say the matchup to actually, I'm going to go easy, right? It's going to be easy. There's no bigger matchup than the boy, Jack Sanborn, going against Aaron Jones.
Oh yeah.
You need Sanborn has got to ball out. It's crazy that we're like, okay, undrafted rookie free agent, you got to do something, but he needs to have another great game. He needs to rack up a lot of tackles. He set the rookie record for most tackles in a game for the Chicago Bears. The dude's been balling. So I think that he needs to continue that. I think he's going to get like over 14 tackles. I think he's going to break that record. I think he's going to get a lot of tackles out there because they're going to keep on running the football. I think Sanborn needs to put the hammer down on him.
Jackhammer.
So, yeah. But let's go over to the X factors. X factors on this defense. PayPal, I got mine. Do you got yours?
Yeah, you can go first, Brad.
Okay.
You seem pumped.
My X factor is Elijah Hicks.
Brad, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
So you, I thought you were going to go DHC, but basically it's the safeties because especially when you have Christian Watson, he's going to, you know Aaron Rodgers is looking deep. You know he wants to get this big play. He wants to deflate the Soldier Field crowd. He's looking for that. And I think that's where you're going to see Elijah Hicks. Like, he's going to want to pick on this rookie. And Elijah Hicks has not put great tape out there. He's a dog. He's a funny guy. Looks like an awesome person to hang out with. He's the X factor for this defense, because ultimately he's got to come up big. PayPal, who's your X factor?
Yeah, Elijah Hicks. Yeah, it was going to be Elijah Hicks, but honestly, DHC is the other X factor. I think of, with Eddie Jackson down, I mean, you lose leadership, and DHC, it's weird to say that he's almost the veteran of the team now. So I think he's got to make sure everyone's on the same page. He's kind of rallies the team together when they need to. And yeah, help just coach and do, you know, Elijah Hicks. I mean, Elijah Hicks is not, he's only played like a half a game. So make sure he's in the right place. Make sure he's confident. Make sure he's, you know, able to do his job. So do your job first, so then he can do his job. So yeah, DHC, you know, best player in the league. Don't forget it.
Best, greatest safety out there.
I still need to get his jersey.
That's right, Don Burr. Who needs Kirby Joseph when you got DHC?
Yeah, Kirby Joseph. Oh, gosh. Remember when we played him? He did not look good at all. He went up a few touchdowns, Don Burr.
DHC, everybody knows him. He's got three letters. But PayPal, do you know what else? We've gone through the offense, and we have gone through the defense. So that leaves us with everybody's favorite part of the show, the special teams review. PayPal, do you got anything for this special teams review?
Hey, I just know the Packers. I don't know how their special teams has been specifically, Brad, but I just know last year they choked in the playoffs. So I think, please, Velas, like, if the kick return is just a little bit, like if the ball is just a little bit to your left or a little bit to your right, just go and get it and return it. Like, if you return it to the 20 or the 25, I won't be that furious. I will be happy that you actually attempted it. Hopefully that you actually catch the ball and just get those reps. That's all I care about.
Well, did you hear why he actually didn't get those returns?
Was he like not supposed to?
So yeah, they kind of said like, you should not take a step back. Just take it. Just go horizontally. Don't go vertically. Like, don't go backwards. So I think he needs to take a step back. I think when he's back there, he just needs to take one step back, and then he'll be like, hey, I didn't go backwards. I was at my spot and the ball came to me because we need a big play. If Fields ends up not playing, we need a big play. If Fields plays, we still might just take a load off of him. Try to see what you can do. Why not? You can double catch it in there. So also, PayPal, do you know who Football Outsiders has ranked the third worst punting team?
Let me see. The Green Bay Packers?
Yes. And do you know who punter is?
Oh,
former Bears punter, Mega Punt. So he's really not doing all that great, which is kind of nice to see, especially because he signed like $2 million a year. We don't need that, right? We don't need that at all. But also overall, when you talk about Velas, this kickoff return coverage team allows the 8th highest kickoff return yards. So why not, right? I want to see Velas. I want to see what he can do. So why not let him loose? What do you have to lose? Right? Let this kid build up some confidence. I mean, not this kid. Let this old senior citizen, this 25-year-old rookie, build up some confidence and see what he can do. Because, like, legit, he needs to build his confidence. He needs to see, like, needs to remove the case of the yips, right? Double catches everything, like an amateur. So he needs to get that out. He needs to just feel confident. He needs to show what he can do. So, overall, we'll see. We're going to be at the Windy City. So obviously, you know, Cairo's going to hit his field goals. So that's where I'm excited for this. So that's what I'm pumped about. But yeah, so let's go through some Who has the edge? So PayPal, we'll just do this rapid fire. See.
There we go. Cracking the fingers.
I'll take the first. I always forget who actually has it every week. So I got the Packers run defense versus the Bears running offense. I accidentally gave myself the easiest one because the Bears are going to get this. Domination, best running attack against the worst run defense. Let's go. PayPal, Bears passing offense versus the Packers pass defense.
The Packers pass defense got this one in the bag. Sadly, I mean, we don't know who our quarterback's going to be. And even if it is Justin Fields, they have a great passing defense with their secondary and also their pass rush.
All right. And Bears run defense versus the Packers run offense. I'll actually give this to you, PayPal.
Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry. Which one?
The Bears run defense versus the Packers run offense.
I think we obviously got to go Packers run offense. I mean, Aaron Jones, he tears apart team whenever we play him. They're back. He's just shifty. We always do bad with those shifty running backs. So yeah, I think it's easy them.
Then I have the Packers passing offense versus the Bears passing defense. If you could even call it that. Bears can't rush the passer. Bears have every injury imaginable in the secondary. We're playing the backups and scrubs. Clearly this is the Packers stuff. And especially since they're clicking. So Laz has a really good question out here before we go into our over unders that I just want to address. Jalen Johnson could pull a Roquan Smith next season and hold in. I could see that, especially because Jalen Johnson looked like, okay, they want to resign him, but then all of a sudden he's not doing as well. And he might be like, hey, listen, I'm the only guy that can cover out here. And you guys got to pay me. And I think that's where it's going to be an awkward sense for sure. Like what Laz was saying, I could see him holding in just because he thinks that he gets not even like CB. He might think he deserves CB1 money because he is the CB1 here. But on another team, maybe not, right? Mm-mm. Maybe on the Lions, he's CB1. But like he might be a Hall of Famer for the Lions defensive backfield out here. But the greatest one they've had. I'll just ignore Darius Slay. But let's move on over to the over unders. I don't see any player props right now. So right now the line is set at Bears plus they're giving the Bears 3 points. PayPal, okay. What are you feeling?
Wow. I'm actually pretty happy with that. That's probably if Justin Fields plays. Man, Brad, just with all these injuries and just Aaron Rodgers, if he plays, like I always feel so good going into this, Brad, and then we talk about it and then I get scared. Yep. It's just our defense is just I just can't see them doing anything, honestly. So we gotta go the -3 for the Packers. There's I don't think we're getting +3 there.
Yeah, and also, if you want to do this, you can use promo code UNBEARABLE at BetUS.com to get 125% bonus on your first deposit. Legit, I use it, and honestly, I'm probably putting money on this because I don't want to put money against the Bears, but +3? I know that we're at home, but like we have nobody on defense. Like, nobody! And the Packers have all their starters practically on offense. How is this +3? Like, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I know that the Bears are maybe they're like, well, the Bears are just going to run it all over them. And maybe that's why. But whew, I do not understand why that is that way. I think it might just be an overhype of Justin Fields is playing.
Yeah.
Bears could win, right? Like, this could be ugly. And we all know. No matter what it is, we all have this feeling that Aaron Rodgers is going to do something, right? Like, he's going to come in and he's got the confidence. He's like, I'm just playing the Bears, right? If you have played a sport, there is a group of people that, or if you were good at a sport, key thing, if you have ever been good at a sport, there is a group of people that you know every time you go against them, you're going to whoop them, right? That's how Aaron Rodgers feels against us, and it fuels you. You might not be better than him, you might be bad with everything else, but you go, I'm going against these people. All right. It's going to be an easy game. And some people intimidate you. Right now, we do not intimidate Aaron Rodgers. I would be surprised if there's a four and out with some of this defense. But the over under for the total score is set at 44.5. What's you feeling?
44.5. Again, it's that's if I don't know. That's if Justin Fields is playing, but I still think take the over. I mean, Bears have always been the over since like week five or so. You got to go over. I mean, sad to say, I think the Packers, we've been letting up 30 points plus every week. So as long as the Bears score 10 points or like, you know, around 14 points, it's going to be over. So I'm taking the over on this one, Brad.
Yeah. And we got an under from J-Rock. I think this entire game, I'm just staying away from. Like, I might do the +3, but honestly, like, we have no idea what, like, the Bears could literally be like, okay, Nathan Peterman, right?
Yep.
Nathan Peterman might throw for 2 touchdowns for the other team, right? But, like, yeah, if it's Nathan Peterman, if you're over 21, buy some beer. Just don't drive home. Just stay at home and drink or do something to entertain yourself, because this game might not be the most entertaining if we got Peterman out there. I have an idea. So for everyone that's listening, if the Bears have Nathan Peterman out there, do yourself a favor and Google mock draft simulators and then just do mock draft simulations the whole time, right? And see what the Bears can get. Look at Will Anderson highlight tapes. Look at Jalen Carter highlight tapes. Then you'll be like, oh, okay, this loss is worth it, right? Because if Fields isn't playing, I'd be shocked if we win. But hey, I want Fields. I do want to see Fields. I do want to see him out there. But PayPal, last segment of the show, our game predictions. And PayPal, one would say,
we defeated the coin, Brad. Who would have thought the coin would have lost?
We defeated the coin, but do you know what coin is unstoppable? Our coin. Our coin.
I think it's a Bitcoin. I think it's a Dogecoin first.
Dogecoin. Our coin flip is 8-4 and it's in first place.
That's
to be fair, 8-4 is good, right? Especially because like, we are rooting for the Bears. We expect the Bears to play and do well. But the coin flip is like, hey, don't worry, I'll get this right. The simulation is 7-4 because I forgot to run it 1 week because I suck. And I am 7-5. And speaking of sucking, hey, pal, you're 5-7. I don't have any funny SpongeBob memes for this one. But yeah, you're 5-7. I at least redeemed myself. PayPal, are you going to inch closer to 500?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm saying the Bears are going to win this game. I'm trying to do the bold prediction here, and I'm saying the Bears are winning. With all this negativity, hopefully we actually instill, because when we first played the Packers, it seemed like the team didn't understand really how much this rivalry means to the, you know, city of the Chicago and all Bears fans. So I'm hoping Eberflus sits the guys down, show them some 85 Bears tape or something, and the defense gets turnovers. They play ferocious, even with these young rookies out there. I think, you know, hopefully Elijah Hicks can actually, he can do something. So I'm saying, for us to win, I think we'll need to have Justin Fields out there. So, and just run the ball. Just run the ball. So I'm saying the Bears win 31's a lot, Brad. 24-20.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tried to be dramatic and change the view on our video side to magnify you, but it just magnified me instead. So that's what I was trying to do for people watching on YouTube. It did not work, But PayPal 24-20 Bears win. Let's go. Ron in the comments is saying 35-10 Bears win big at home. PayPal, this could bring you up there because I am saying the Bears lose. I hate it. But I also secretly love it because then the Bears can get a draft pick. And also, just want to call this out, Iceberg Slim in the comments saying we can make trade. He's saying that the Bears would trade for Anderson, get Anderson and Carter in the draft. He's saying, mark my words, that would be insane. Lose, baby, lose is what Iceberg Slim said in the comments. Honestly, I kind of like it. I love the draft. I love the draft, PayPal.
This is the only win I think a lot of people can like agree with me. This is the only win that really matters for me this season. We can lose out. It's just if we beat the Packers home, that would just be perfect. We could just be absolutely terrible for the rest of the season.
I know. And I've years of trauma as a Bears fan with the Packers beating us and having to go to school the next day. But I'm with my boy Iceberg out here because to me, I am all about like, if we can get a better draft, if we can keep this number two, PayPal, we can trade it back and get a haul of picks and we can still get a good player. Get a haul. That's how you build dynasties, PayPal. You know, that's the one.
Hey, I don't know how many draft spots we're going to, you know, go back if we win this game.
It's actually really big. I will say this, like in all seriousness, the Bears have the hardest strength of schedule tied with the Packers.
Yeah.
So if the Bears were to win, and actually I'm just going to pull this up just so that I'm 100% correct with this. So right now Bears have 3 losses. If they were to have 4 losses, it's Detroit in the very tail end at pick 13. So just keep that in mind, everybody. Like, if the Bears end up losing, don't feel too bad. But if the Bears win, I will just say there is a grand scheme of this. And here's the thing. I'm not actively, like, when the game's on, I can't physically actively root against the Bears. I can't. Yeah. I'm a fan. Like, I cannot root against them. But it is a fact that it is better for the Bears to have the second pick than win one game. Like, they're not going to hold the Lombardi trophy and be like, what happened? They'll be like, we won that one game. And my God, we rallied. Like, we rallied the next year. That's where I think to me, I want, like, it's, I think that they're, I totally digress. I don't think that the Bears win. I think ultimately they end up losing. I think that the Packers easily get over 30 against this defense. I think that's going to be like, I don't see them. I see them just constantly going for it on fourth down, being like, we are not going to kick. I think it's going to be 35. Oh God. 35-17. I don't think it's going to be pretty. I think it's going to be the opposite way. So I hope I'm wrong because it's going to be a lame game. If that's the case, we're just going to be sitting there like we're watching the Jets game again, being like, seriously. And
the Jets didn't hurt too bad. You know, you're like, all right, really? Simeon's out. It didn't hurt me that much. No,
it didn't hurt. It was just boring. Like, it was really boring. And that's where, like, I kind of want Fields out. Like, you want Fields out there. And that's where, too, if you give him an extra week, if you lose to the Packers, it doesn't sting. If you got Nathan Peterman playing, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be nice to see Nathan Peterman maybe throw a touchdown against the Bears, but we'll see what ends up happening, right? I think that's what it boils down to, is we're going to see tomorrow, the injury report comes out. We're going to see it. Like, actually, the Bears are going to put him as questionable.
Yeah.
It's the Bears. They're going to hold him as questionable no matter what happens, right? That's what they're ultimately going to do. But let me share our simulation and then we can get this show done. Let me just share this. Let's see what quarter four also has as just the odds. I'm curious about this. So Bears Packers, let's load this bad boy up. So they have Oh, they actually like the plus three. They have the Bears as plus three. So I'm actually really surprised by that. And Packers only a 64% chance of win. So maybe I'll be wrong after all.
Yeah, they don't take into account the Aaron Rodgers effect on the Bears, I don't think.
Yeah. But also, before we even get into this, I got to do the coin flip. Right? And now I can actually do the focus is on me. Get out of here, PayPal. So now we can do the coin flip. Heads is Bears. Tails is Packers. Let's click, and it's flipping, it's flipping, it's flipping, and it is tails. Almighty. So it says Bears lose is what this is saying. So it's saying Bears lose. Almighty coin flip. The first place finisher is saying that the Bears lose. But let's check out this player effect and run our simulation, and then we can get home. So let's have Bears as the home team, Packers as the away team. And let's click the simulate button, and it's thinking and thinking and thinking. Drum roll, please. It's been thinking for the past couple times. It's been really like holding this out. So
they've been battling.
Whew. Oh, doggy. 64.2% they're given for the Packers to win. I think, too, I will say this because they have Justin Fields and Trevor Siemian both out there. I think that they're not going to factor in Nathan Peterman or anything like that. So it's good that they at least have Fields out there. The thing I will say, 240 yards for Justin Fields passing the football. They like him passing the ball and giving him 83 yards rushing. So I like it. They must not have Khalil Herbert on IR because I see Khalil Herbert out there too. Tim Boyle running for 6 yards potentially. So we'll see. Overall, though, they say the Packers. So PayPal, you're the lone wolf today. Saying that, you could make up some serious ground or just dig an even bigger hole.
I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to lose at this point.
Yeah, I just want to see you, if the Bears end up winning, you can just be as proud as you possibly can. You can be insufferable and just be like, I guessed it right. Bears won. What's up? And I think ultimately, though, it's like what we were saying. No matter what happens, it's going to be a good result. Either the Bears beat the Packers, and it's going to feel good, right? It's going to feel good. We're going to have a good week. Going into the bye week with a Bears win, can't get better than that against the Packers. This is our Super Bowl for sure. But also, if we lose, don't hang your head. Do you know why? Because we're going to have, I think, we got to have some mock drafts, maybe. It might have to be mock draft season. It might have to be free agent season. It might have to be some, we might have to do some awards, potentially. I know that we did it mid-season last year, but now it's a late buy. You want to stay tuned. We are the 78th or 79th, I forgot. Best sports news podcast, according to Apple Music or Apple Podcasts. So you want to stay tuned. Make sure to like, make sure to subscribe, make sure to download it. Make sure to rate five stars. Thank you, as always, for everybody that listens. This is the best part of my week. And thank you so much. With that, Unbearable Sports Podcast, we're out. Yeah, she's got some nice long hair and